I feel the need. The need for speed.
Take it back!
I'm dropping the hammer.
Now he came in Dukes of Hazzard, getting it digging like that, like Dale Jr.
Kick the tires and light the fire.
Good morning and welcome to the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel. Well, Mother Nature, once again, heated things up. Didn't get no rain, but boy, it was sure hot out there. When we return, we're going to go out to the home of Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you going to settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
And welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Well, let's head on out to the home of Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway, on rather a warm Thursday evening. And we had in the house the Bragging Rights Limited Late Models and the Nebraska Mod Lights. Here's the top two in your Bombers, finishing in second to 1B of Boeing Primrose, and the winner driving the 66, Mike Suter. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was the 5H of Sean Hine. Second went to the 2B of Brooke Fleckiger, and the 8 feature winner. First win for him at US 30 Speedway in 2.5 years. That's the 58T of Tanner Euling. Now the top three in the IMC Hobby Stocks. In third, it was the 39 of Colby Kaspar. Second went to the 17 of Nick Kimmel. And winning the A feature, driving a 10A, part of Team Real Fast, the bad boy, Austin Bronner. Now on to your IMCA stock cars. In third, it was the 43, the hijacker, Tyler Heiner. Second went to the 6 of Tyler Phelps. And the A feature winner, he walked a dog on the field on Thursday night, the 5, the Shadow, Jason Wilkinson. Now on to the IMCA Northern Sport Mods. In third, it was the 79, the Bone, Brian Barber. Second went to the 27J of Jason Overdrive Overholt. And the A feature winner, it's about time you got in victory lane, the 7W of James Kleinexel. Now on to your Bragging Rights Limited Late Models. In third, it was the 73 of Tad Posmichel. Second went to the 35 of Robert Osborne. And the A feature winner, driving the 14, the young gun, Chase Osborne. Now we had the Nebraska Mod Lights in the house on Thursday night. Here's their top three. In third, it was the 21T of Taylor Pollock. Second went to the 24 of Rich Envelson. And taking home the A feature win, 54N of Scott Naggett. So coming up at the home of Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway on Thursday, June 15th, we'll have our regular class of races, plus the Ground Pounders, the IMCA Modifieds. When we return, we're going to head up north to Albion, Nebraska, the home of Boone County Raceway, under the lights on Friday nights. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you going to settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
Now let's head up north to Albion, Nebraska, the home of Boone County Raceway, under the lights on Friday nights. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was the 22X of Dustin Action Jackson. Second went to the 2B, the Dirt Slinging Diva of Duncan Brooke Fleckiger. And visiting Beecher Lane two nights in a row, the 58T of Tanner Euling. Now on to the IMCA Hobby Stocks. In third, it was the Yacht 4, the legend, Sal Hernandez. Second went to the 83 Team Real Fast, the Lean, Mean, Green Machine of Jeff Ware. And the A-feature winner from Neely, Nebraska, driving the 52, he's the killer, Cameron Wilkinson. Now on to your IMCA stock cars. In third, it was the 24S of Dave Langan. Second went to the 52, the Dean, Dean Wilkinson. And getting the A-feature victory, driving the 93, one half of the Ying Yang Twins, That's Doug Adamy. Now on to the IMCA Northern Sport Mods. In third, it was 11X of Nelson Stuff Fulbright. Second went to the 88J of Jacob Olmstead. And your A-feature winner, driving the 1T, The Rocket, Robbie Tom. Now on to the top three in your Bragging Rights Limited late models. In third, it was the 36 of Jim Johnson. Second went to the 12 of Mark Lucan. And the A-feature winner, driving the 35, Robert Osborne. Well, coming up for the Boone County Raceway on Friday, June 16th, it will be a regular night of racing. When we return, we're going to head up to Norfolk, Nebraska, the home of the Off-Road Speedway. And we were in the house Saturday night, streaming it live on MyCentralNebraska.com. TV. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you gonna settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
Now let's head up to Norfolk, Nebraska, the home of the Off-Road Speedway on Saturday, June 10th. And MyCentralNebraska.com TV was there streaming the races live. Now, if you didn't get a chance to watch the stream on Saturday, we do have it archived on our webpage at MyCentralNebraska.com. And click on that TV icon, and you can watch the whole races from Saturday night from the Off-Road Speedway. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was the 58T of Tanner Euling. Second went to the 22X of Dustin Action Jackson. And the A-feature winner, driving a 21R, Ramsey Meyer. Now on to the top three in your IMCA Hobby Stocks. In third, it was the 3 of Ryan Feynman. Second went to the yacht 4, the legend, Sal Hernandez. And visiting Victory Lane for the second night in a row, the 52, the killer, Cameron Wilkinson. Now on to the IMCA stock cars, and this was interesting towards the end of the feature. Jason Wilkinson had the lead. Chad Bruins was chasing him down. Five laps left to go. Jason Wilkinson came to almost a stop at turn number two. He came back out on the track, but he had the lineup in the back of the pack. And of course, here's your top three. In third, it was the 12 of Ron Pettit. Second went to the 93, one half of the Ying Yang Twins, Doug Adamy. And picking up that A feature victory because of the problems with Jason Wilkinson, the killer B number 11 of Chad Bruins. Now on to the IMCA Sport Mods. And I'll tell you what, there was, what can I say? Something, well, more exciting than the leader leading the race. I'm talking about Joey Hazy. We had a number of cautions, and one of them, Joey lines up, and his left front tire, the steering sector, is broke. So this tire is flopping around anywhere it wants to go. So the only tire he's really got steering the front end of the car is the right tire. So he started it, and he almost got past the 1J of Kobe Lightning Langenberg for fourth by the end of the race. What a great job of driving. Here's your top three in the Sport Mods. In third, it was the 38 of Jeremy Gannat. Second went the 11X of Nelson Stuff Fulbright. And the A-feature winner, driving the 26J, Justin Addison. Now on to the Bragging Rights Limited late model feature. And man, this was like, well, what do you want to say? A demo derby in rotation. By the time the dust settled and smoke cleared, here's your top three. In third, it was the Ot 7 of Ben Sukup. Second went to the killer B number 78 of Travis Berkeley. And the A-feature winner. Second victory for the weekend for the 14 of Chase Osborne. So coming up for the Off-Road Speedway on Saturday, June 17th, we'll have a regular night of races. Plus, they'll have the Nebraska 360 Sprint cars in the house. So there'll be no lay models or hobby stocks. Plus, they're going to have the Nebraska Mod Lights. Now time for the Renner Wraps and Apparel Tri-County Race Report Racer of the Week. And I'm going to give it to the young man in Norfolk who drove his tail off Saturday night with a broken left front tire. That's right, I'm going to give it to the two of Joey Hazy. What a great drive he had. Finished in fifth, started all the way in the back on a restart with a broken left front tire and almost got fourth place away from Kobe Langenberg. This has been the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel. Until next time, Nebraska, keep the racing to the track.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you gonna settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.